Welcome back to Jen's Cocktail Creations, a home mixologist's journey. Today, we're diving into a topic that combines both science and mixology, fermentation. From kombucha to kefir, our host Jen will guide you through how these age-old techniques are breathing new life into modern cocktails. So grab your favorite shaker and let's get started.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Jen, and today we're journeying into a world where science and mixology blur. Welcome to the fascinating realm of fermentation, a craft as old as civilization itself, yet bursting with modern potential. Gather your mixing glasses and let's delve into the wonders of fermentation. While fermentation may conjure images of beer brewing or preserving foods like sauerkraut, it's so much more. Fermentation is one of humankind's oldest forms of food processing, dating back over 7,000 years, influencing everything from Egyptian beer to Korean kimchi. Across cultures, fermentation has allowed us to preserve foods and beverages, enhance and intensify flavors, and create staples like bread, cheese, and pickles. At its core, fermentation leverages the metabolic abilities of microorganisms like yeast and bacteria. By creating the right conditions, these microbes go to work on sugars and starches, converting them into compounds like alcohol, acids, and gases. However, their influence doesn't stop there. As these microbes work their magic, they also generate a multitude of flavor compounds. These range from the fruity esters in kombucha to the tangy lactic acid in kefir, each contributing its own nuance to the final product. This transformative process not only acts as a natural preservative, but also gives fermented beverages their unique and complex flavor profiles. In terms of beverages, fermentation formed the backbone of spirits like wine, beer, and liquor for centuries. But today, we're seeing a new wave of fermented drinks being used in creative mixology. Kombucha, kefir, and homemade fermented sodas are making their way behind the bar as cocktail components. Their tangy, complex flavors and natural carbonation provide exciting new dimensions to drinks. I remember my first experiment with kombucha in a cocktail quite well. I had started trying the different kombuchas I had been seeing at the store, and the one I had a tartness that I really liked. Curious, I decided to mix it with gin and a splash of lime. The outcome was fun. The kombucha brought a unique twist to the cocktail. That moment was the start of experimenting with fermented additions to my cocktails. Kombucha is a fermented tea that has exploded in popularity in recent years, becoming a darling of health-conscious circles. But kombucha's origins stretch back hundreds of years to ancient China, prized for its purported wellness properties. Imagine holding a glass of kombucha cocktail. The liquid shimmers with a rich amber hue, bubbling with life. As you bring the glass closer, a fruity aroma with a hint of tartness tantalizes your senses, promising a refreshing and complex sip. So, how exactly is kombucha made? The fermentation process relies on a symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast, or SCOBY. This disc-like SCOBY contains the microorganisms that convert the tea's sugars into organic acids, carbon dioxide, and trace amounts of alcohol, while also producing metabolites like enzymes and probiotics. The kombucha fermentation process usually takes about 7 to 10 days. It begins by brewing tea and adding sugar, then cooling the mixture and introducing the SCOBY along with some previously fermented kombucha. As the microbes interact, complex flavor compounds develop, yielding the tangy, effervescent beverage we know as kombucha. While most people enjoy kombucha on its own, it's increasingly being used as a dynamic ingredient in cocktails. Its tart, fruity flavors and natural carbonation add verve to various concoctions. The acidity of kombucha also serves to balance out the sweetness in spirits and other components. For instance, a kombucha Moscow Mule benefits from the natural fizz of kombucha as a stand-in for ginger beer. In a kombucha margarita, the added tang and light effervescence make the drink especially refreshing. And for those who prefer savory cocktails, a kombucha Bloody Mary gains extra zing that perfectly balances the richness of the traditional ingredients. The possibilities are endless when you bring kombucha's lively flavors to the bar. Next, we'll explore the creamy, tangy world of kefir. Like kombucha, kefir has origins as a fermented health tonic, hailing from the mountainous Caucasus region between Europe and Asia. It emerged as a product of milk fermentation. The fermentation process relies on kefir grains, which contain a community of yeast and lactic acid bacteria. When added to milk, these microbes convert lactose into lactic acid, carbon dioxide, and trace alcohols, while also producing probiotics. After about 24 hours of fermentation, the end result is a tangy, creamy beverage. The lactic acid gives kefir its signature tart taste, while the bubbles come from the carbon dioxide produced. In cocktails, kefir serves as a secret weapon, adding a lush texture and a bright acidic bite. Its natural effervescence lends an airy quality, preventing drinks from becoming overly cloying. For example, in a kefir pina colada, the tang of the kefir offsets the inherent sweetness, while in a coconut kefir daiquiri, its creaminess perfectly balances the citrus elements. Even in a classic like the White Russian, kefir's subtle bubbles provide an unexpected lift, making each sip a delightful experience. While kombucha and kefir offer ready-to-use fermented ingredients, you can also easily ferment your own beverage components. This allows ultimate control in cultivating your ideal flavor profile. While kombucha and kefir offer ready-to-use fermented ingredients, you can also easily ferment your own beverage components. This allows ultimate control in cultivating your ideal flavor profile. One of the most accessible fermented mixers to craft at home is ginger beer. The process is relatively simple, but offers room for customization. To begin, you'll need freshly grated ginger for that pungent kick, sugar as the fermentable material, lemon juice for a citrusy tang, and water as the base. The next crucial component is an active fermenting agent. Either brewers or champagne yeast works well here. These yeasts are selected for their ability to ferment quickly and cleanly, offering a reliable fermentation process. After combining these ingredients in the right proportions, the mixture is left to ferment at room temperature. Over the course of about 1 week, you'll observe fascinating changes. The yeast will metabolize the sugars, converting them into alcohol and carbon dioxide gas. This natural carbonation is what gives homemade ginger beer its lively fizz. As the fermentation progresses, complex flavor compounds also develop, contributing a nuanced taste profile that is both spicy from the ginger and tangy from the natural fermentation process. The final product is a versatile, gingery mixer that is perfect for classic cocktails, like Moscow Mules or Dark and Stormies. As you open a bottle of homemade ginger beer, the sound of the gentle fizz greets you. It's like a soft whisper inviting you to taste. The liquid is cloudy with a pale golden color reminiscent of early morning sunshine. The sharp, spicy scent of ginger is unmistakable, mixed with a subtle sweetness that lingers in the air. But ginger beer is just the beginning. For those with a more adventurous palate, fermenting pineapple skins can yield tepache, a Mexican fermented pineapple drink that's rich in flavors and traditions. Tepache brings a tropical flair to cocktails and offers an interesting counterpoint to tequila-based drinks or even a unique twist to a tropical mojito. Beyond this, there are other exciting fermented mixers to explore. For instance, fermented fruit shrub syrups can be made by fermenting fruits like berries or peaches with sugar and vinegar. These shrubs add a sweet, tart, and complex element to cocktails. If you're keen on experimentation, homemade sodas using natural fermentation offer endless possibilities for unique flavors and combinations. Think lavender-infused soda for a fragrant gin fizz, or a basil and strawberry fermented soda to add complexity to a simple vodka tonic. Another intriguing option hails from the Nordic region and is known as Sima. It's a traditional Finnish fermented lemon drink enjoyed during the Vapu festival. Its light, lemony effervescence makes it a delightful mixer, imparting a zesty and refreshing note to beverages. In essence, making your own fermented mixers is not only a fun and educational process, but it also provides you with unique ingredients that can elevate your cocktails from good to extraordinary. So that wraps up our deep dive into fermentation and its unique role in mixology. From kombucha to kefir to your own DIY ginger beer, fermented mixers can elevate your cocktails in both flavor and texture. Whether you're looking to introduce some tang, creaminess, or natural fizz, these ingredients add a complexity that's worth exploring. Your takeaway? Don't hesitate to experiment. The bar, or in this case your kitchen, is a lab, and every cocktail is an opportunity to innovate. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Jen's Cocktail Creations, a home mixologist's journey, where we delved into the fascinating world of fermentation in cocktails. Whether you're interested in making your own ginger beer or experimenting with kefir in creamy cocktails, We hope this episode has given you the inspiration for new ideas. Don't forget to subscribe so you won't miss upcoming episodes, where we'll be exploring various topics, from the science of taste in mixology to tequila's global journey and other fun subjects. Until then, happy mixing!